Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
BT and Sal back on the Fan in studio. You never know, BT, who's walking around here. Last week it was Craig Carton. Obviously we had Seth Rollins in yesterday. Today, it's an honor to be joined by the new voice of the New York Yankees along with Susan Waldman. Dave Sims, and you're getting set, Dave. You were just telling us you're going down to Tampa, first game tomorrow.
Yep, going down to Tampa tomorrow. Do a lot of recon on Thursday. Hey, I'm Dave Sims, new radio voice.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, right. You know, Rush chairman. Yeah, right, that whole thing. And then first game is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Got 7 games, 12 days, rock and roll.
Wow.
And then tee it up against Milwaukee.
Now, I first met you doing Big East basketball. Are you going to keep an eye on the Johnnies here across the TV?
Very excited. Yeah. You know, the last time I saw him, I did the Xavier game at the Garden.
Yeah.
I had him then, and I had him against Butler on campus where they shot 1-for-21 from 3 and still won the ball game. Love their defense. I love the tenacity. If they shoot well, they have a chance to go deep. They have one of those off shooting nights, they're in trouble.
And it's a big game, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I would push back a little bit, and you're not wrong. The numbers are what they are. I don't know if they have to shoot well. They just can't shoot horrendously.
We're talking the same language. Yeah. Okay, I mean, it's
1-for-21 is not going to cut it against a good team.
I mean, 1-for-21. Come on. But I like they cover each other. You know, they do their switches. They do them with very effectively. With a lot of meaning to them. They want to shut you down from getting to the rim.
Yeah.
They can do it.
Yeah,
and Edgerfor, the other day, the game they won the other day, Edgerfor, I thought he did a great job posting up, and I thought they did for stretches. They didn't get him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's open. He's got the guy in the hip. Give it to him. Let him operate. It didn't happen. So, anyway.
All right, where are we at with...
I'm keeping my chin up, but obviously I'm bummed out. I like Cole. I spoke to him, I won't say a lot, but when he was with Houston, you know, when I was in Seattle, so we'd see Houston. I freaking hate Houston. But anyway.
good. Fit right in.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. Good, really good dude. And I was talking to somebody this morning. Jason Stark told me this, that Booney told him, you know, last year when he was out, when he got shut down, he came around. I mean, he's an alpha dude.
Mm-hmm.
So he was always around. Maybe not always, but when the guys were at home, he would be there. He would show up. He'd be present. He would take comments, questions, give advice. That's a big part of leadership right there. And that, you know, I'm curious to see who fills that void. Here's the other thing. Let's catch the ball. Let's have timely hitting. Don't put it all on Judge. Everybody's got to contribute.
Yeah.
All right. And I like, I hope the Will Warren kid, who's putting up good numbers so far.
Looks pretty good.
I hope Schmitty can do well. If you're if you're Marcus Stroman, dude, we're trying to get rid of you the last two. Hey, good to see you. How are you?
We need you, buddy.
My man, what's up?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's a New York guy and he gets it. And I met him years ago when he was at Toronto. And I told him, I said, listen, I do a lot of work with Coach K. I know you're a Dookie, my wife. Oh, hey, you know, it hit it off. It was pretty cool. So,
well, I'm not too worried about the staff, even with, you know, Heel and Cole's out for the year. The lineup, I mean, what do you envision to be the best version 1 through 4?
That's a great question. I know you guys talk about that a lot.
We do.
I have, you know, to be honest with you, whatever he put, just everybody contribute. Dominguez, it looks like he's got tools both sides. The outfield defense is... Sal's eyes just went.
Yeah.
So did mine. And he had a, God love him, he had a play last year when the Yankees came to play Seattle, that September series. He was playing at center field. It had to have been a Sunday afternoon. It was a high fly ball, left field, to his right, going to the gap. And he totally gacked it. I was like, dude, you know, wow, how did he miss that? I mean, hey, we're all human.
Right.
But he had a couple plays like that, as you've seen here in spring training. And he looks like a kid. You watch that ability, and you see the potential. And it looks like an easy kid to root for. You know, he's got some pop. He's got some speed. He hits from both sides of the plate. So, hey, it's a work in progress. You can't expect, you're not going to expect a fully finished product at this point. We're going to watch him grow. And I think that's going to be the thing about this team. We're going to watch this team grow. Hey, we don't have a big dog over here. We got one left here in Judge. We need Freed to step up now. I mean, here's a guy with two Tommy Johns. That scares me. And hopefully, you know, that he's in this situation. He's been listening to Roger Clemens. He's been talking to Andy. That's a lot of information to disseminate and to soak up. And hopefully he's done a really good job. And I look forward to talking to him about that.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Dave Sims, voice of the Yankees, joining us in studio ahead of his trip down to Tampa, getting to call some Yankee games before the season gets started in just a couple of weeks. You, Dave, have been with the Mariners for a long time. You know the American League as well as anybody. Who do you think are the teams the Yankees have to worry about? Because part of our argument is like, yeah, the Yankees get hit by injury, but the American League stinks. Do you view it that way? Who's the big threat to the Yankees?
I don't think the league stinks, but it's certainly not dominant. And, you know, Boston's got its pitching woes. I mean, the Brian Baio kid, who's really good, he's out. And what's the kid's name? Cutter Crawford, he's out for a while. The offense, I think those boys are going to swing the bat pretty well. Bregman's got some ridiculous numbers in Fenway. Like
his OPS like 1,100.
Yeah, like 375 batting average. And only two and change, like 202 here at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. I was told by a very good source about 2 months ago. I said, any chance that the Yankees you bring me, he ain't coming. It ain't going to happen.
They tried and he wouldn't come here?
He wasn't going to come here.
Now, what about Arenado? Can we get him? We need somebody third.
I thought that was going to be a layup.
Me too.
I
thought it was going to be done months ago, Dave.
It's not my money, but in terms of a guy who's a, 10 gold gloves, all out effort dude all the time, and he's got some pop. I mean, he fits the bill, and that shores up the defense. And I thought that was going to happen. So now, you know, Peraza and Barra, hey, boys, show me something.
Yeah.
And the other thing, you know, I know Arenado had a down year offensively last year, but I look at Goldschmidt. He had a bad first half, great second half. Too much pride, man. That dude's going to be ready.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I fully expect him to be very good this year. I'm not going to put numbers up. I'm just going to say he's going to be a big contributor, and I like that.
I tend to agree. Little sidestep with the Yankees here. So those who don't know, Dave was one of the midday voices back in the day, 89 to 93. Is that
I
correct?
Love this.
93,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You started with Coleman and the Soul Man?
I hated that. Larry Kenny put that on me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest voiceover guys in the history of the business, and he was on Imus's crew. And Ace always, they would always, you know, it's Imus. I mean, of course, they're breaking their chops all the time.
Yeah.
And one time, something happened, and Dove might remember better than I do.
No, Dove remembers nothing. We ask him all the time.
But he said, Coleman, so I said, I don't reference that. I dig the fact that Eddie's one of the all-time great dudes. Boston Irish. I'm a black
love
kid
Eddie
from Philly.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm not buying.
Okay.
All right. So I put up the, you know, call up the gym like in roller derby.
Yeah.
I'm not buying. Not buying at all. Don't like it. Don't do it.
Okay. Well.
And they still did it?
They didn't do it in promos, but you know, in the ball-breaking process of Imus, of course they were.
So it was not the official name of the show. All these years, Dave, you know, I misinformed them because I just assumed.
I thought it was too.
That was the name of the show with you and Ed.
I never called it that. Eddie never called that. Hey, it was Ed and Dave, Dave and Ed.
Wow.
So there was never like, you know, I'm going back to the jingle.
No.
Really? I was misled.
The only thing Soul Man was the first, and Dove, you probably remember this. You played Sam and Dave's Soul Man. That's the song.
You'd hear the guitar riff, right? Okay.
Remember that?
Cool. Eddie C., that must have been a trip. You and Eddie C. having some fun in the early days,
Eddie,
huh?
You know, and
I love him.
He's a good dude.
Oh, my God. He's such a good dude.
Were both of you guys single at that point? Because if you were, I'm sure you had a couple of good nights out.
No. I was happily married. I still am. 42 years.
Oh, I got you.
But Eddie eventually did get, he got married shortly thereafter. I remember going to the wedding. You know what was interesting? I think, I'm not going to name names, but I think certain parties wanted that to be a black-white kind of thing.
Okay.
Where there'd be some polarization, there'd be a lot of disagreement, and there'd be a lot of fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Eddie's only a year or two older than I am, so our reference points are damn near the same.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And a lot of other things are the same. So we agreed on, I don't want to say we agreed on everything, but we had a fair eye on everything. And we did talk about the major sports, you know, football, baseball, basketball, hockey. But we love talking to the college coaches around, college hoop coaches.
Yeah. The locals, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wagner.
There's stories. PJ was at Wagner, then he went to Seton. Well, actually, he was already at Seton Hall at that point.
By 89, he was, yeah.
Right. But I knew him from there.
Yeah.
And I remember Calipari was just getting started at UMass. And I remember Dover, whoever was engineering, says, hey, we got John from so-and-so. Hey, boys, it's Calipari. And we talk hoops. Yeah, I'm on a recruiting trip. Paul Pasqualoni, the football coach at Syracuse. Yeah, I'm listening to you guys. You know, I'm going back up to Connecticut. Do a little recruiting here. Hey, I disagree. Or one time, I think, I was at WNBC one time in sports night. We got in a hockey conversation. And the beauty of being at this station and doing this kind of gig. Now, this is before FAN, before FAN. But Phil Esposito called up. I met him on a couple of occasions, liked him, we hit it off. Davey, no, you got it wrong. This is why I'm doing this. And it was great.
You got to set you straight, Dave. Hey, you better hope Cashman doesn't call you up and say, let's get it straight here.
He's got my number. He knows where I am. He knows.
That is tremendous.
Yeah, Phil Esposito, I'll never forget. I was, Phil was just a great player. Vivacious personality kind of.
Yeah, those are the best. Dude, I referenced 89 to 93. Do you remember, like, what was the biggest story? Oof. Like, what was it? Was it Pat Riley coming at the end of that? Was it?
Yeah, that last year, Riles came in. 89, the Yankees were struggling.
Awful.
But they had, didn't they? That was Ricky, Winnie.
Ricky was traded. You know, Donnie was hurt, and they were bad.
The pitching wasn't very good.
And the Mets were at the end of their, I don't want to say dynasty, but the Jeffries years.
Yeah,
were you there for the Jeffries stuff?
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Oh, they abused Greg Jeffries.
Yeah. Or didn't he fax in the letter to Fan or something like that?
Yes.
That might have been after I left. That might have been in 93.
He definitely did sell.
Yeah. That was
but you
bad.
Had
the
you
Knicks
had,
were decent.
You had prime young Ewing. You had young Patrick.
And
Mark, the big fella.
Mark Jackson was at the point.
Rookie of the year at 87.
Johnny Newman, Jay Newman.
Number four.
Jay New.
Who oh, yeah.
Was it Mike and the Dog?
Imus in the Morning.
Right.
6 to 10. We did 10 to 1.
Okay.
Bill Mazur did 1 to 2.
Oh, Mazur, yeah.
And then 2 to 6, Mike and the Dogs.
Wow,
to six,
okay. Yeah.
And then summers after games.
Hello.
And even before that, and Breen, of course, was on the Imus show.
Yeah.
When we were at WNBC, 86 to 88, I was there 86 to 88. Breen was my producer, and he would do stuff. And Mike's great. And God bless him. He's in the Hall of Fame. He and Dom Trinale, I had a great crew over there. And we were on 7:30 to midnight when there were no games. So we had to get guests. And we usually would do a half hour, the first half hour, 7:30 to 8, like, open phone, New York. Here's the number. That whole thing. And then the last hour, we do open phone. Matter of fact, I was on the air when the Dodger executive said that.
Nightline?
On Nightline.
Koppel.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember sitting there, and I'm talking to a guy about, I think the playoffs were going on, Detroit.
About African-American executives.
Al Campanis.
Al Campanis, there
and
you go.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm answering a question, and I see something, on top, but I didn't think. And then a guy calls up, I think the late, great Bruce from Flushing, and he says, Dave, he says, you need to listen to this. Al Campanis talking about blacks don't have the necessities. I was like,
what he said. And I think he said it twice. I think he went back to it.
Absolutely, because Koppel said,
try to give him.
He was like, here's the rope. Here's a life, a life raft, and he wasn't buying it.
Well, he took the rope. He just stuck it around his neck
and jumped off the pier. Oh, yeah. I remember that. We had a lot of great moments. I've got great memories of working here at FAA.
We're so happy for you,
for you. Did you, last one on this one, because I'm a nut, like, I love this fan history.
Did
you ever cross paths with the young Ian Eagle behind the scenes back then?
I was doing Temple, when I got here in 89, I started doing Temple football on the radio down there in 90. Ian was a desk assistant or whatever, we used to talk, and I'll never forget coming back. And I said, you know what? I love this job at FAN, but man, doing play-by-play is the bomb, man. He said, I couldn't agree. And we would violently agree on all this stuff. And now look at him. He's killing it. God bless.
Man.
He's doing a great job. He's going to be doing he's the number one guy on the tournament coming up, right?
Yep.
So he replaced Nance.
You still talk
great
to him?
Great guy. You know, our careers and our timelines are parallel. So, I spoke to Gus Johnson about two weeks ago. He said something funny, and I called him. I was giving him some crap on the text.
Gus is great.
Yeah.
He got skinny. Gus,
I said, I even asked him. I said,
skinny.
Dude, you all right?
I asked him too once. He looked too skinny.
But I've only met him in person once.
That's
because
it?
We're going to, 2012.
Wow, when he was at
doing,
the Garden.
He was at the Garden. And our schedules run parallel. So I don't see a lot of guys.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And but that's that's the thing Susan and I always talk about for 18 seasons. You know, I'd see her twice a year, but we go way back, and she would say something, John would say something, and I'd stick a needle. And she goes, I just heard from Dave Sims. And he's like, hey, giving it back to you, John. One of those kind of deals.
His way to jump into John's chair when he's done, right?
Well,
keep it warm, Johnny boy.
I didn't say anything like that.
I didn't have to.
but it was like, I know John since 77 when I covered the Nets.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was back from Atlanta by that point? Was he?
Oh, yeah. He had been back.
Okay.
And,
man, I love this stuff.
Islander, he did a good job on hockey.
Did he really? Did he have these crazy, wacky goals?
I just remember Islander. Well, I didn't listen to a lot of hockey during that time, but he was into it.
And, wow.
And I'll never forget this. I was at the Daily News, and the writers then, we sat at midcourt. And John and the Kevin Lockery and the Nets bench was to our left. And every now and then, I'm sitting, I got to write during the game as a Daily News, a morning AM. And John would stand up and have a cup. They're going to run an L.A. 23 for soup because he just heard the play call from Kevin Lockery, and L.A. 23 for soup. Nobody knows what the hell that was, but it was just so funny. And he would do it standing up.
He stands
up.
Makes it official.
The late Mike Weber and all the writers. Hey, John, take it down a notch. Will you please?
Is this like Otis Birdsong and Jaminski?
Oh, yeah.
Is this after that?
Mike Newlin.
I don't know that name.
Oh, look up Mike Newlin. Mike Newlin had some good years.
Really? I remember 82, 83, the first Nets team, just based on my age.
Super John Williamson.
Super John was before
Bernard King had
a
little bit.
Yeah.
Buck Williams.
Buck Williams.
Albert King.
Number 52.
Bubbles Hawkins.
Yeah.
George Johnson.
Otis, as I said. Otis Birdsong was good. He was a good ball player.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was.
He had range, and that's before the three.
No, game, three came in 79, so this is after it. Yeah.
You excited to get going here with Susan?
Yeah. You know, I've seen Susan at, you'll appreciate this, at the Italian-American Baseball Federation banquet up in the Bronx.
Okay.
Then I saw at the New York, at the Baseball Writers dinner, and then we were here for Meet the Announcers about a month ago, maybe not even a month ago.
And I'm assuming you're going to be down there in Tampa together, right, Susan?
Oh, yeah. Our flights probably land at the same time, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, I'm psyched to be with you guys. Psyched to be back. Congrats, man.
Welcome back home.
Amen, brother.
That's awesome.
We'll talk to you during the season.
Please, look forward to it.
Get the latest and greatest on the Yanks. Good luck, Dave. Hey, we're looking forward to listening to you.
Plenty of BT and Sal shout-outs on the broadcast, okay? Don't forget, Dave. Rule number one.
You have to listen closely now.
Yeah, I do. He does it. I do.
There you have it.
I may sneak one in.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you have it. Dave Sims. Make sure you check him out. Go to Tampa this week. And, of course, we'll have the games on the Fan along with Susan in the spring and Get Set BT 2 weeks away. That was the call of the day. Dave Sims, our call today, brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
How great is that, man? 35, 40 years ago, he's sitting in this different location, but, you know, the symbolic same studio, talking about Pat Riley and Buddy Harrelson and Don Mattingly's back and Gary Cardon's Les Wheels, and now he is the voice of the Yankees.
I love the history of the stuff, and I know maybe that's like inside radio stuff, but also I learned something today. I assumed that the name of Dave's and Ed's show was Coal Man and the Soul Man. I did not know.
I thought it was officially. I'm with you.
Ball busting thing that I miscreated.
I didn't know it either. And listen, sometimes things could get too inside. Something like this, I don't think you can. I think you talk about the history of the Fan. I think people who are old enough, I think they really enjoyed that.